Journey through Siberia. Siberia is vast and impenetrable, and during this time still not completely colonized. Even so, there are many roads and passages, on water or dry land, originally used by the first colonizers, the Cossacks, and later by explorers, merchants, hunters, and officials of the Tsar government. It is also a place for convicts, or a place for the many indigenous who are dying out in huge numbers. In Wells's time, Siberia is full of newcomers who, like him, are searching for a new home and new opportunities. But only a very few set forth far in the northeast. For most, Siberia ends near Yakutia. The description of Wells's journey through Siberia found in books often presents a confusing picture. There were many incorrect names. We don't really know if these inaccuracies were Wells's fault or the fault of those who later transcribed his stories into books. Wells had a very good memory. It is these discrepancies that are the very cause of the doubt surrounding his story. But if we reconstruct Jan's journey in Siberia and compare all the facts from this time, we find that Wells naturally always followed ancient roads or, in many cases, pathways to Yakutsk, Verkhoyansk, and then further east to Kolyma. The journey to the region of Kolyma took Wells almost 3 years. Some experienced explorers managed the same journey in a few months. It was because Wells traveled during the summer when the roads were unpassable at many places. He chose various detours and often got lost. Wells was in no rush, and using a cart pulled by a resistant Siberian pony, he fights his way through the harsh nature. There are many dangers, not so much from wild animals as from people. It is easy to be ambushed and mugged. Nobody would ever find a solo traveler. Nobody would look for one. Jan Wells understands all the risks and assesses his chances by saying, "I'll either make it or I won't." And Jan Wells made it. First along the mighty river Lena, through golden fields near Vitimsk to Yakutsk, crossing the swamps to the Indigirka River, and finally to the region of Kolyma. Wells relied on the information that he learned along the way. Gradually, he adapted to the local environment. His complete lack of map skills and lack of ability to speak the languages complicated his journey. At the end of his journey, he swaps the pony for reindeer. The description of the last portion of his travels is truly confusing and creates further questions about the legitimacy of his stories. Wells went to Chukotka. He was on the Anadir, the Bear Islands, the Koliuchin Peninsula, and probably also on the St. Lawrence Islands. Finally, he landed on the New Siberian Islands as he got off a whaling or merchant ship.